You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
My name is Ali Casaza, and I am here to normalize moms living their dream lives and helping them create it too. I'm a mom of four, a number one best-selling author, a self-made multi-seven-figure entrepreneur, and the curator of transformational online spaces for moms. I am all about helping you design a life and a motherhood of enjoyment, pleasure, and ease. All words that are so rarely associated with being a mom. That changes now. Welcome to The Shift, babe. This is The Purpose Show. The Purpose Show podcast is part of the Airwave Media Podcast Network. Visit airwavemedia.com to listen and subscribe to other awesome shows like this one. Hello, my amazing tribe of women. It is officially time for a huge, massive announcement. We have been building to this and it's time. So over the past 7-8 years, it has been an absolute privilege and passion of mine to serve and empower women like you through Ali Casaza, the brand, and all of my courses that have been housed underneath that brand. You guys have this determination and thirst for growth that has always inspired me to continuously expand my own knowledge and to pour that into my offerings in this business. Together, we have achieved so many incredible milestones. We have created 20 transformative courses. We have done work with over 100 private clients and guiding you and more than 35,000 students on their personal growth journeys. It's so amazing what has happened in these past years. But honestly, I believe there is so much more that we can do together. What has been built is just not big enough to hold where I believe we're headed. Your desires, your dreams, your goals, your aspirations, they are at the heart of every single thing I do. It fuels my own. And that is why I have been taking the time to declutter my business the way I teach you guys to declutter your homes and just create space for a fresh approach that truly nurtures and elevates our growth, our learning, and our communication and our community in a way that the old model just cannot. I know that you are ready to keep going, ready to receive support so that you can elevate in your life. And I am now officially prepared to deliver that for you. And I am so freaking excited. I have been like stuck on what's next for the past 18 months or so. And it has been rough. Oh my God. Like I've just been really in this and trying to figure out, trying to be open for the download of like what to do next, because just I want to give you an experience that goes beyond all the limitations of the traditional course online program model. And what I've figured out is transformation is just, it's simply not like a one size fits all journey. It's raw, it's imperfect, it's pretty chaotic, and it's always evolving. And that's what this new platform that I'm about to tell you about is all about. It is about embracing this evolution, always becoming her, always becoming, you know, truly the highest version of ourselves and creating space where we can all do that together and always be growing and adding new things in a way that the course model just didn't let me. I have this relentless pursuit in me, this relentless pursuit of happiness and excellence that has led me to seek out all kinds of learnings and certifications, to devour books and immerse myself in all kinds of different programs to learn and grow, all to make sure that my coaching skills are honed to perfection for you. I want you to know how much I love you all and how committed I am to staying at the forefront of my coaching expertise. I want to provide you with the absolute best guidance on your journeys. So this is me inviting you into the next level of doing life together. I am here to be your guide, your confidant, and the catalyst for your personal metamorphosis. This new space I've created is a sanctuary for those of you who refuse to settle, refuse to stay stuck or stagnant, who desire to grow, who desire positive changes that don't feel overwhelming to take on, and most of all, who want freeing personal transformation. This is a space where all of that can happen, and it can happen with ease and with enjoyment. So, I know you're ready. I know you're ready to break free from the confines of your past and what you've been through and who you've been, to step into your power, to embrace this journey of self-discovery that we've been on together like never before. And that's who I'm here for. This new era of transformative coaching is all about you, your dreams, your goals, and your fulfillment. So let's do this journey together. Introducing the Becoming Her Collective. Welcome to a place where your desires are honored, you have space to know, love, and accept yourself, and where you have the support and tools from me to practically create the life you truly want and have always deserved. I am so thrilled to be by your side in this. This is huge. This is a huge shift. My love, this exists purely for your growth, for your empowerment, and the amazing person that you are and are becoming. This is the shift, my friend. Go get all the details and soak it up, alikasaza.com/collective. You get to choose your own pricing, and whatever you choose, you get grandfathered in at. So this is going, you guys know me, I am always evolving, always growing, always adding, and I always increase pricing to make sure there is a positive energy exchange and an equal energy exchange between what I am delivering and people who are coming on board and wanting to be a part of receiving that from me. So the price is always going to be increasing accordingly. Get in now, be a part of this with me at the ground level. This is huge. We are going to grow this thing so big and so beautiful. Come join now, snag whatever price feels good to you and get grandfathered into that. Be a part of this from the very beginning. I love you guys so much. I am so freaking excited and so thankful for every single one of you who are taking me up on this, getting in, joining me and building this new castle in this big empire, this movement that I want to create with you that empowers and supports women in every area of their lives. This has gone so much further than decluttering. It's so incredible. alikasaza.com/collective. Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of the Purpose Show podcast. I feel like this is going to be an emotional one for me, and that's okay. I got myself a fresh matcha. I'm recording in the actual studio near my house today. I am going to go to the gym after this and just work out all my feelings. Also recording this episode during the like super moon feels, I don't know if this is like smart and good. I didn't do it on purpose or if it's like actually catastrophic. We'll see. So I am new to this, okay? Like I am new to opening up and sharing vulnerable parts about my personal life. I have shared about like my motherhood journey. I have shared about how I like didn't want to be a mom anymore and I struggled with depression. I've shared about postpartum depression. I've shared about anxiety. I've shared about religious trauma. I've shared about lots of different things, but I always have shared after I'm through it. I've always shared when it's done and I'm healed and blah, blah, blah after the fact. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with doing it that way. You need to do what feels safe for you. But lately, with all the changes that have gone down in my life over the past couple of years, you know, stepping outside of the box of marriage and Brian and I just looking at our relationship like this is not what we want, and stepping outside of that, getting unmarried and doing family different than most people do it and doing it happily despite all the judgment and,
weird, mean things people say. I don't know why they care, but they do. It's weird. But like stepping out of that and then like dating and being a single mom and like a mom that's dating and dating for the first time in my entire life in my mid-30s, like there's been so much. And one thing that has happened is I have really begun to connect with myself over the past couple of years. And something that's come from that process is I've started to want to open up about things that are more personal and open up about them while I'm still in them. I don't really know what this is. If it's just like this is just a personal like side effect of my like healing. Because the fact is, like, the more I grow, the less I think I should, like, feel safe to share online. But what's actually happening is I just don't even hear or notice, like, the haters, the negative, the trolls under the bridge. Like, I don't even notice. And I don't, when it comes to my attention, like, I just don't care. I'll either like turn it into like fire content and grow my following like crazy, or just like kind of forget and move on. And so I'm starting to really just connect with myself and feel really safe with myself. And I don't care if people perceive me a certain way or misunderstand me, because I know what I am and I know what my mission is here with the podcast and my business and my company. And so I'm wondering if like, I'm actually kind of externally processing right now, but I'm wondering if like, just because I'm starting to feel so safe with myself and really starting to love and accept myself truly, like it's still such a process. And even as I say that, I know I have a lot more work to do, but as I'm getting closer and as I'm starting to do that, I think it's just making me feel so safe within my own self that I'm feeling safe to like open up and share things that I'm currently going through rather than needing to wait until I'm fully healed from it. And so anyway, that was some external processing. But having said that, if you follow me on Instagram, it's Ali_that's me. I would love to have you over there. I really show up there. If you follow me there, you probably know that I met a man. I actually met him very, very quickly after ending my marriage, and too quickly. Like it was like, oh, this is not, I am not ready for anything like this. Like we basically were like, oh, we can't be like chill and casual. Like this is actually a really phenomenal connection. It was like, oh my gosh, like past lives kind of thing. Like that instant connection, like very, very deep, very fast. So I actually like put a pause on that and I made that man wait while I just like had time for myself. I dated. I like just chilled the fuck out and didn't get into a serious relationship right after my marriage because that's not what I wanted. When the time finally did come, we dated and it was just very serious very quickly. This man, we call him Mystery Man on Instagram. This man and I fell in love so beautifully. This man he came into my life during an incredibly dark and anxiety-filled time. He could have very easily have dipped out. I wasn't committing to him. I didn't want to commit to him. He wanted to commit to me. He was very patient and understanding. He never put an ounce of pressure on me or guilt on me in any way, shape, or form. He held so much space for my journey and my process. I was able to go to him with big emotions and he would just be a safe container for them. I could freak out and be full of anxiety, full of emotion. This is the thing about girls like me, and those who are like this will totally get it. And like, tell this to your men. I have a really big heart, and girls that have really big hearts I'll also have really big emotions. So really big anger, really big happiness, really big joy, really big sadness and heartbreak. And when there's anxiety, it's really big anxiety. And men need to understand that about us. And so when I was going through this really hard time, this is when this man met me. He just was such a safe space. I would be able to be in all of my emotion, just fully. I did not have to mask it, hide it. He didn't try to change it. He didn't try to fix it. He just held it and held me. And that is one of the biggest reasons that I fell for him, was because of that safety. This man was the most masculine, grounding, calm, centered energy I have ever been around in my entire life. I shit you not. Like, I made reservations for us at 8, wear a black dress and heels kind of guy. And at the same time, while he can dominate and lead and be masculine, he's so gentle and so kind. And like I said, fully able to hold all of my femininity, all of my emotions, absolutely encouraged me to grow in my business. Like there is so many good things about this person. And I, after, you know, we dated for quite a while, I ended our relationship a little over a week ago at the time that I'm actually recording this podcast, which I'm recording decently ahead. So by the time this comes out, it'll probably be like a month or two of us being broken up. And here's the thing. This is one of those relationships that it's like, there are so many pros. There are so many good things. Like, oh my God, why would you walk away from this? There's this narrative of like, you have 4 kids, your tummy sags. You're like, I'm going through like my hormone disorder that I've had is like really flaring up and taking a different turn and just show like different symptoms are showing up. I feel like I've been really puffy. I've had this like, they call it the moon face, the PCOS moon face. Like my chin and my face just feel swollen. I feel like I'm not comfortable in my body. I'm not happy. Like, oh my God, this man loves you. This man worshipped me, worshipped my body, told me all the time, I'm the most beautiful woman he's ever seen. Like, why would you walk away from this? And I want to talk about this today. And it's nerve-wracking for me to talk about this breakup publicly because number one, this was a very healthy and good relationship and a very good man. And I don't know if this is over for good. I don't know if we'll, you know, come back together in the future. We've talked about it for sure. I would like that. I don't have much against that. I don't know. But this is what I want to say. There is definitely a narrative for women, seems to be for women only in many ways, that it's like, oh, you have this man that thinks you're pretty and thinks you're fine and hot and wants to sleep with you and knows how to work your body and knows how to speak to you, deal with you, handle you. He can hold space for all of your emotions. He can hold space for all of you. You know, he's romantic. He would buy me flowers. He would make plans for us, take me out to dinner, take me to events. Like he paid attention to what made me happy and did it all the time. And because of that, it's like, oh, so no matter what you're feeling, no matter what your intuition says, no matter what you need to work on, you should not let go of this man. You're going to fuck it up. You're going to fuck up your life. You're not going to find that again. You need to hold on to it. And there's this narrative for women that's like very much in fear and lack, like making decisions about dating and about relationships and marriage even based out of fear or lack. And I personally know and have talked to other women that have come across my path, you know, clients and things like that, who have made the decision to marry their partners and have children with their partners because of fear or lack. And so I really want to address this and come at it because I am not going to be making choices about anything, especially men, out of fear or lack, fear that there's not going to be anyone better, fear that he's not going to be available when I'm ready, you know, lack, like, oh, there's no one else like him out there. Like, yeah, of course there's not. He's him. But that doesn't mean there's not someone else. And also, why the assumption that I'm looking for someone? Why is there this conversation, like, if you're single, it's like, oh, don't worry, you'll find someone. Oh my God, so sorry. Like you're gonna be single for the holidays. Like what the? I'm good, and that's the thing. Like I'm going to be good, and this is what I want to say. I realized in this relationship because this was my first serious relationship after being married. I realized I am actually codependent, and I didn't know that about myself because I'm also very independent. And I think that there's a belief that those things don't go together. Like you're either one or the other. They're mutually exclusive. And let me tell you, they are not. I'm a very independent woman. I have my company. I can manage my kids and my life. But in my relationships, I definitely have codependent tendencies big time. My closest friends will tell you, will back it up and be like, yeah, she does. And I don't want to be like that. I didn't realize I have major people-pleasing tendencies. They just are, they're kind of hidden because they're not like stereotypical tendencies that everyone else has. And also I was married to Brian, who's, you know, talked regularly about how he has major people-pleasing tendencies, and his people-pleasing does show up more stereotypical. Mine doesn't. Mine's more subtle. I taught myself growing up to put up this front, this like hyper-independent, tough girl front. But really, I was people-pleasing behind the scenes, like in hidden ways. I had no idea how bad it was. And over the last few months, I really started to notice, like, wow, I am seeing major codependency in myself. I am really seeing patterns and behavior that I don't like about myself that I want to work on and heal. And I started to do that work. And I found it really difficult, if not impossible, to do it while I was in the relationship. Because here's the thing about me, and I think a lot of you guys will relate. When I am in a relationship, that like Enneagram 8 loyalty Taurus, like projector in human design, like everything in my makeup goes all in on the person that is my person. And so it is like, if you're in a relationship with me, you take up space in my life, you take up space on my plate, and I want you to. You're worthy of that space. However, I have never given myself that fucking space, ever. I got married when I was barely turned 20. I was married for almost 15 years. I was pregnant or breastfeeding all of my 20s. I have not known who I am outside of being with another person. And Brian and I experienced trauma after trauma after trauma together in school and then in our young adult life as, you know, a married couple and young parents. It's just, it's enough. There's been no space for me to just be, to be by myself. So I was in this relationship with this incredible human being who I absolutely still am in love with and probably will stay in love with for a good long while, if not forever, that I adore, that I respect. And I started to fantasize about being alone. Like I would start to like just crave being alone. And it's weird because it had nothing to do with him. It was just something that existed alongside my adoration of him and me loving, like taking care of him. And I would get really excited when he'd come over and I would be cooking. Like, I love cooking for you. Here, like I made this for the kids and I made this for the two of us. Let's go eat by the pool. Like, you're struggling with that. Let's go in the room and we'll do some EFT for you. Let's clear this emotion for you. Like, I loved supporting him, loving him, buying him gifts. I'm such a gift giver. Taking him to do fun things. We were always loving each other with action. And that is what I loved about our relationship so much and why I would likely, you know, return to it if it worked out and I continued to feel the way that I feel and it was meant to be, because we were very actionable lovers. And we were always like topping each other with gestures and taking each other to things and buying little things for each other, thinking of little things to do for each other and noticing little things the other person would like and taking them to do that. And it was wonderful, but I was literally fantasizing about being alone. And so that's when I knew, like, okay, something isn't right. I don't know what it is. I didn't want to lose him. And I was definitely afraid and kind of buying into that narrative we talked about in the beginning of the episode. And so I held on to the relationship for a couple months longer than I maybe should have. And that was when I realized, like, okay, this isn't going away. This has nothing to do with this man. This has everything to do with me and what I'm feeling pulled to do. And I think also, like, something I want to say, this was not necessarily a big struggle for me, but speaking to women making choices to stay in relationships out of fear or lack, there's a lot of negative talk around dating and the apps and, oh, like nobody can commit. Men are awful and they're cheaters. It's terrible out there. Like, I think that keeps people in relationships that are not serving them. And that's coming from fear. That's coming from lack, because it's not true. I dated quite a bit my first year out of my marriage, and I had dinner with so many incredible men. I saw several men multiple times, but I had a lot of first dates. And most of my, I shared some of the funny and like weird, disturbing situations I found myself in on another episode, but most of my interactions were really good and really wholesome. And let me tell you, there are a lot of good men out there. There are men that love your mom body. They think you're beautiful and perfect. It's not normal for society to like want you to have curves on your ass and your tits, but like no curves on your tummy. That's not realistic. Not all men think that way. Good men know what curves look like and where they show up, and they want all of them. Okay? They want the sagging. They don't give a fuck. You do. They will love you, not just your body, but your mind, your ambition, your children. They will love them. Okay? There are plenty of men like that. Let me be the sister that comes alongside you and locks arms with you and tells you that. But you have to listen to your gut. Breakups are really hard. This breakup is really hard for me. I am okay right now, but for the few days like leading up to the decision, because Mystery Man and I had spoken about, we talked about, I'm very open with people. Like, I cannot keep things in. If I feel something or think something, I'm having a conversation with you about it that night at the latest. And so I was really open, and he was like, yeah, I told him, no, that makes sense. He was really sad. He cried. I feel like I broke his heart, and that makes it so much harder. But he's like, no, you're right. You know, he's like, I got stuff to figure out too. I've got, you know, I want you to go, and I want you to have your time. But here's the thing. This person, when you're going to end a relationship, the person is not dying. Okay, they're still going to be there. Take the time for yourself. Take the time for yourself if you feel you need it. If you notice a pattern in yourself that you're not happy with, there's something that you want to work on, and like me, you're literally fantasizing about alone time and being on your own, then it's just not the time right now. Take a break. If they are meant to be your person, then it will work out. Timing is a thing. It is an important thing. What I really want you guys to understand is, don't make decisions in your relationships out of fear. Don't make them because you think that there's a lack of good men out there. And again, why are we so focused on having a man? What do we think it means about us if we have a man? What do we think it means about us if we don't, if we are single? What do we think it means about us if we are raising our kids without the in-home support of their father? What do we think it means about us? What do we think is going to happen? Do you believe in yourself? Listen, it is perfectly okay to need help. Guys, I need help. I don't want to put the impression out there that I like don't need help. I'm not a strong woman, blah, 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 blah. No, I need a lot of help. If I don't have enough help, I have meltdowns, big ones. And I resent my family, and I resent myself, and I resent everything. Brian and my situation is very unique. He is incredibly helpful. We have a great teamwork dynamic, and neither one of us feels like, oh my God, it's so much, it's crazy. Like, we really work well together. We've got this down. And our getting divorced didn't really change that part of this. We're still a team. We still help each other. We're still in it together. We're still co-parenting, working side by side on different things like every day, basically. Like, it's really unique. So that's why I struggle to even say I'm a single mom, because I have such a supportive co-parent. But it's okay to need help. It's okay to want someone to come and alleviate you financially. It's okay for you to want someone to lend you a hand with raising your kids and running your business, or, you know, going to work, or maybe you wouldn't have to work. Like, it's okay to want those things. But Don't choose the person to do those things with you or for you out of fear or lack. Do it because you desired it, you manifested it, and you receive it. And you get to just sit in the perfect person at the perfect time. Not because you're afraid there's no one else. You're afraid you can't do it until you find that person. If that finding that person is a desire of yours, amazing. That's great. Right now, I am so obsessed with being by myself. I feel such a pull. I'm so excited. I am sure, though, there will be a day. It could be next week for all I know. My God, I don't know what the hell I'm doing. It could be in 6 months. It could be in 16 years. I don't know. I might be a day where I'm like, you know what? I don't want to be alone anymore. I'm ready for someone. And I'm going to listen to that, but I'm not going to be making decisions out of fear that I don't know. What if I change my mind? Well, if I change my mind, I'm going to sit with it. I'm going to kind of process through my feelings on my own, maybe with a friend. And then if it feels right, I'm going to reach out. I'll reach out to Mystery Man. I'll reach out and go sit at a cafe and make eye contact with someone or go back on the dating apps or do something if that's what I feel led to do. But I am not going to make decisions about my life, any area of my life, because I'm afraid. I'm afraid there's not going to be enough. I'm afraid there's not going to be another one. I'm afraid I'm going to lose out, miss out on something. Girl, I don't want to miss out on myself. I don't want to miss out on myself anymore. So I stepped away from a good thing again and I'm focusing on a great thing, myself. Because it feels right. And that's really all we can do is the next right thing and trust the process.
Friend, thank you so much for hanging out with me and letting me be a part of your day. It means so much to me. If you would like more like behind the scenes view into my life, this lifestyle, regular like life hacks, tips, and more content that's really gonna create lightness in your social media feed, follow me on Instagram at Ali_that's_me, or you can search Ali Casaza and it's the one with the blue check mark. If this episode or any episodes was helpful for you, please consider leaving me a review on Apple Podcasts. It is literally the lifeblood for a podcaster and it helps me so much. Thank you for tuning in. If you would like to learn more from me, how I can help you, how you can implement the things we talk about here on The Purpose Show, leaning more into making life simpler, better, and more abundant in the best ways, head to alicasaza.com. There are free downloads, online programs, and other resources to help you create the life you really want in a very deep dive style. I am always rooting for you, friend. I will see you next time. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show.